Lee Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian forces showered Ukraine with more missiles and momentum, carrying drones Tuesday after widespread strikes killed at least 19 people in an attack that the UN-based Human Rights Office described as particularly shocking and among amounting to potential war crimes. The leaders of the Group of Seven industrial powers condemned the bombardment and said they would stand firmly with Ukraine as long as it takes. And their pledge defended Russian warnings and saying that the Western audience would prolong the war and the pain of Ukraine's people. During a White House news conference, National Security Correspondent John Kirby says the English and its allies should wrap up trying to complete turning the region toward them. And the Biden administration says it is willing to reevaluate the U.S. relationship with Saudi Arabia, after Saudi Arabia decided to cut some of its oil production. The Biden administration says that the Saudis will cut them, and the cuts will boost the Russian oil as a result. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. A rookie San Antonio police officer has now been fired and arrested after shooting and gravely wounding a teenager earlier in the month. We get more details from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Phoenix police has been fired and arrested, charged with two counts of aggravated assault by a police officer for shooting 17-year-old Eric Cantu, who was in his car eating a hamburger in a McDonald's parking lot. In body camera video, Brennan opens the car door and tells Cantu to get out. Car drives backward, door open, the officer fires multiple times. He continues to shoot as the car drives away. In a statement through their lawyer, Cantu's family says he is unconscious and on life support. I'm Tim McGuire.
And again, the Biden administration is saying that it will be willing to reevaluate U.S. relations with Saudi Arabia amid anger of Saudi oil production cuts that will boost Russia and the Ukrainian war. AP.
What we're going to focus on is making sure that the Ukrainians succeed on the battlefield, that they enter the building, the weapons they need to succeed on the battlefield, so that when it comes to negotiation, Mr. Zelensky has the strongest hand possible.
Iran has intensified its crackdown on Kurdish areas in the country's west amid protests sparked by the death toll of a 22-year-old woman detained by the morality police, where workers demonstrated as long as they had keys to the refinery. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. NASA says that the spacecraft that plowed into a small, harmless asteroid millions of miles away last month alone succeeded in shifting the orbit. The space agency's announcement that the results of the experimental Tuesday, NASA attempted to, for the first time, and the first of its kind, attempt 2 weeks ago to see if a killer rock could be nudged out of Earth's way. The DART spacecraft carved a crater into the asteroid, hurling debris out of the space and creating a comet-like trail of dust and rubble. It took a consecutive signal from telescope observations to determine just how much the impact altered the asteroid's path around the companion that needs a special network. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.